Pamela Rose Williams with ChristianityEveryday.com, and today we're talking with Mike Nowacki, co-creator of VeggieTales, and Larry the Cucumber is also joining us. Good morning, guys. Thanks for talking with us today.
Hey, Pamela. Thanks so much for having us on. Larry's hanging out close by, so I'll pass him the phone pretty soon.
Great. Well, Mike and Larry, I'm a mama and a Grammy of children who have enjoyed so many of the VeggieTales stories and silly song. In fact, that theme song is playing in my head right now as we speak. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with VeggieTales. Mike, you go first, and then Larry, tell us a little bit about your first big part in the VeggieTales.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, very good. Well, you know, VeggieTales started, we are approaching our 21st anniversary this December. We released Where's God and I'm Scared way back in 1993. Just to tell you a little bit about the history of VeggieTales, Phil Vischer and I met in college and worked in the video post-production industry in Chicago in the mid and late 80s, around the time when computer animation was just starting to emerge. This was way before, a number of years before Toy Story, which was the first computer animated film. And Phil and I had done a lot of performing and writing together with puppetry, actually, and doing kids ministry, and we wanted to take those lessons and the storytelling and infuse it into this new technology of 3D computer animation. And we needed characters who were simple, with no limbs and no hair and
yeah.
all that to
yeah.
be able to tell half-hour stories. And so that's what birthed the idea of VeggieTales. And it's just been amazing to see over the years, you know, the support that we've had from the fans and what God's been able to do with these stories and these lessons over all the years. So it's been amazing to be a part of all that.
Great. And Larry, tell us a little bit about your first big part in VeggieTales. And who are you?
Well, you know, I'm a cucumber, actually. So Bob and I show up on the countertop and we greet the kids and read a letter and then we go into a story. And our very first episode, we had two stories. The first one was where Junior Asparagus was watching Frankencelery on TV and got scared. And Bob and I showed up in his toy box and sang him a song, God is Bigger Than the Boogeyman. So that was our very first appearance. And then we have the story of Daniel in the lion's den from the Bible. And I played Daniel, who got stuck down in the lion's den, and God helped me down there. So and helped me not to be scared. So that was my first big debut as a walking, talking, singing vegetable.
I love it. And I tell you what, now that song is going through my head. I remember my kids singing it. And
God is bigger than the boogeyman. He's bigger than Godzilla or the monsters on TV. That one?
It's perfect. Thanks so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Mike, I know that a new episode called Beauty and the Beat, B-E-E-T,
that's right,
will premiere very soon. And something really special about that episode is that it stars Season 5 American Idol alum Kelly Pickler as
yes.
Maribel Sweet Potato.
Tell us
what it was like working with Kelly and why this is such a special episode.
Oh, this is so cool. You know, with Kelly, she obviously has a wonderful, wonderful singing voice, and we knew that going in from, you know, hearing her on Idol and in other things. And our lead character in the show, Beauty and the Beat, is played by Maribel. And so we needed somebody with a great voice because she carries so much of the music, and there's 8 songs in the show, so there's, you know, and she headlines most of them. So we needed somebody with a great voice, and we had heard Kelly was a fan, and we reached out to her, and we're so thankful that she was, you know, excited to come on board and do the character. And then she also really did a great job with the character voice, and she's a wonderful actress, and she just has this super charming, character-y squeak to her voice that is just really endearing. And so, you know, in the role of Maribel, who plays a sweet potato in the story, she just does such a great job. And, you know, the story itself is obviously a takeoff on Beauty and the Beast, and the lesson behind it all is the idea of loving the unlovable, of unconditional love, that God first loved us, even though we were undeserving of that love, but yet he loved us, so then in turn we should love others. And so that's the message behind the story.
That's perfect. And of course, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And, I mean, that is such a spectacular a message to bring to our children. So many times our children watch these episodes and the parents watch it and they get that message.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and that's been the heart of VeggieTales all these years, this idea that, you know, we want to tell stories, from the assumption that there's a God who made us, who loves us, who wants a relationship with us, and to greet the kids with these friends, these vegetable friends who, you know, take them into stories that reflect those values, and then ultimately point kids back to God and remind them that God made them special and he loves them very much. So that's been at the heart of the show all these years.
Yes, and I just love that. And as I shared with you, my children learned so much from them, and also have shared it with their non-Christian friends, and they love them.
Well, thanks. Yeah, you know, we felt that it was, for the shows not all only to incorporate those values, but to just be really entertaining and funny and have great music. And, you know, I think story, kids get so much of, you know, how they see the world through the stories that they watch or they read. And, you know, we wanted to tell stories that could really engage kids, you know, with those values. And so, you know, they can watch them, be entertained, but yet have, you know, be able to walk away knowing, you know, that lesson that they learn, whether it's unconditional love or forgiveness or loving your neighbor, you know, those key principles that they could actually use in their lives through these stories that they would recall. So, the stories just play a really important role in all of our lives.
Exactly. What better way to get a child to love their vegetables, right?
Yeah, and that doesn't hurt either.
That's right. Larry, do you have a part in this new episode? And if you do, what is it?
Well, yeah, sure. You know, I play Larry Dill, and I'm the father of a musical singing group. I've got three boys played by Peas, Bobby, Robbie, and Billy, and then three daughters, Katrina, Sabrina, and Mirabelle.
Oh.
And so we're a singing family. I'm sort of the manager, and the kids play and they sing, and we start off the show by doing some concerts, and then we get our big break, and then are on our way to Vegetable Square Garden when the bus breaks down at this chalet, and that's where we meet the beat.
Oh, great. And that's just right up your alley, because after all, aren't you the leader of the silly songs?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been doing silly songs all these years, and this episode also has a really fun silly song, the macaroni and cheese song about the invention of macaroni and cheese. So we couldn't have a VeggieTales episode without a silly song, that's for sure.
Well, that is for sure. Mike, tell us, when will Beauty and the Beast be available?
It is available October 14th, wherever videos are sold. You can find them at Christian bookstores, any other store, or online. And if folks want to find out more information, they can check out VeggieTales.com.
Oh, that's perfect, VeggieTales.com. Is it also available for download?
Yes, it is. Actually, yes, on iTunes. You know, looking back over the years, you know, we started off on VHS and moved to DVD, and now we're downloading, and we've also got a new Netflix series starting November 26th.
Oh,
and so,
great.
You know, as the technology keeps advancing, the veggies try to keep up with it.
That's great. That's great. Nothing better than up with the times vegetables. I love it.
That's right.
I love it. Well,
contemporary vegetables.
Contemporary. Is there anything else you want to share with us today, Mike or Larry?
Well, you know, I one of the things that I always love to remind kids of is that God made them special, and he loves you very much. Goodbye.
Oh, thank you so much. I think our time is pretty much up for now. I just really, really appreciate you, Mike and Larry, just spending a few minutes with us to talk about this great new VeggieTale episode, Beauty and the Beat.
Thank you so much, Pamela. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk with to me and Larry, too.
All right. Well, I pray God will go with you as we stay down here in New Mexico. Vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios. Vaya con Dios.
Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.